We present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmer, Clement Freud, and Sheila Hancock in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And having brought on our four keen and active competitors of the game, we're going to start playing once again with the same rules, of course. I'm going to ask them to speak, if they can, for just 1 minute on some subject without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject. And according to how well they do that, they will gain points, or their opponents will gain points. And let us begin the show this week with Kenneth Williams. Kenneth, joy. Talk to us about joy for 60 seconds, starting now.
Well, she is the daughter, of course, of Edith and lives at Harrogate. And when she presented her little baby, Perihan, to me for the first time, the child cried out in alarm. I said, oh, have I put him off, do you think? Actually, I didn't know then the sex, you see. That's why I said him instead of her.
Sheila Hancock, you've challenged.
Deviation. He's talking about Joy's baby, not about Joy.
Yes, I think you've gone on for quite a long time about the baby.
You're very fly, aren't you?
Oh, I always start off well. Taper off as easy.
Yes, that was 26 seconds you went, and only five of them were on Joy. So, Sheila, I agree with your challenge. You gain a point, and you take over the subject, and there are 34 seconds left for Joy, starting now.
There are many times in my life when I experience joy. Usually as...
Kenneth Williams has challenged. Why?
Repetition many times in her life.
As the audience have applauded your thoughts and your comment, we will give you a bonus point, Kenneth, but leave the subject with Sheila, because she hasn't, strictly speaking, deviated from the subject on the card, which is joy. So, Sheila, there are 30 seconds for you to continue with joy, starting now.
I suppose the greatest moment was when I first looked at my little daughter, Ellie Jane. Mind you, I didn't know quite what to do with her, but I was very joyful. Then when I see a lovely sunny day and I smell the new mown hay...
All right. Hesitation, yes. So when you fluff on a word, it sounds like hesitation.
It was a lovely picture, though, isn't it?
Lovely picture.
Derek, I agree with your challenge, so you gain a point, and there are 17 seconds left, Derek, starting now.
Hallelujah! My heart is filled with joy. Now the bells ring. My goodness, what a wonderful day. As I walk along the main street with the snow swishing down around me, my...
Clement Freud is challenged. Ooh.
Two seconds ago.
Clement, why have you challenged?
Devious.
Why?
Snow on this wonderful day.
And I think snow on a snow can give people a lot of joy.
Oh, it's no good, Clem. He's obviously partisan. No good.
You're partisan. You were trying very hard to get in.
Well, I hadn't said anything.
Oh, he's partisan. It's obvious.
Clement, no, I disagree. He wasn't deviating from the subject of joy. So, Derek, you have another point. 2 seconds left, starting now.
Joy King was the third daughter of Henry.
Is speaking when the whistle goes, which tells us that 60 seconds is up, gets an extra point. And this occasion it was Derek Nimmo, and he now has a commanding lead at the end of that round, and Derek is challenged. Why?
Well, I just like to point out to Clement Freud that he challenged when there were only 2 seconds to go.
Yes.
And he rather misjudged it. He normally challenged when there are 3 seconds to go. That's a certain
thing. Well, I think that's very clever of
A misjudgment.
He's cutting it down. Maybe next time he'll challenge where there's only one. Let's continue with the show. Clement Freud, it is your turn, and what a strange subject. The thoughts of Mao. Clement, can you talk to us on the thoughts of Mao, 60 seconds, starting now?
This is a book which I've been trying to get from the public library for many months now. But I imagine it is full of such truths as better to have a one-legged communist prawn than a dirty imperialist buffalo. is the kind of thought which I imagine Ma would...
Derek Nimmo, challenge.
Repetition of imagine.
Yes, you did say imagine before.
Well, that's awfully mean of him. It was getting really interesting.
But he's
been one-legged thrones and things.
Clemmer, Derek, I agree with your challenge. You gain a point, and there are 41 seconds left for the thoughts of Mao, starting now.
When one goes to Shanghai these days.
Kenneth Williams, why do you challenge?
DBH, and he never goes to Shanghai.
When one goes.
I'm sure he probably never goes, but he did actually say when one goes to Shanghai.
Well, when one means himself, isn't it?
No, it means anyone.
Well, why didn't he say when anyone goes to Shanghai?
Say when I go.
You're no partisan.
I'm not. I try to be fair, and whoever I disagree with when they challenge, I'm always accused by that person of being unfair to them. But I'm afraid on this occasion I disagree with your challenge. Derek keeps the subject and a point. 37 seconds left for thoughts of Mao, starting now.
If one goes into a Charing Cross.
Clement Freud challenge.
Repetition.
Of what?
One goes. When one goes, if
absolutely right, yes, give it to Freud.
A repetition of a phrase, so that is right. Clement Freud, I agree with your challenge. You get a point, and there are 36 seconds left. The thoughts of Mao starting now.
Pathetic ploughmen trudging their weary paths.
Ken Williams, why do you challenge?
Deviation has nothing to do with now. It's a paraphrase of Gray's Elegy.
It's perfectly possible that one of the thoughts of Mao could be a paraphrase of Gray's Elegy. Because I actually haven't read it.
Did that nothing to do with it? What about great poets?
Well, I must be honest, I have not read all the thoughts
just
of German
Mao. Just swam up the Yangtze doing the breaststroke. It's ridiculous. I've done the crawl all down Oxford Street. No one took a blind bit of notice.
I can only... As I've never read the thoughts of German Mao. And I'm... So, as most of the audience have not read the thoughts of German Mao, I think the only thing I can do is to put the final decision to them. If you consider that Kenneth's challenge was legitimate, will you cheer? And if you disagree with the challenge, will you boo? And will you all do it together now? They're all against Mao. They want you to swim down the... You get the subject on the audience's verdict, Kenneth, and you have 30 seconds for the thoughts of Mao, starting now.
Well, these were a load of old rubbish collected in red books and distributed by a lot of infamous youths who became known, I believe, as the Red Guard, and...
Derek, number one, who challenged?
Repetition of red. Red books, red...
Yeah,
guard.
Red books and red guard. Bad
Ooh,
luck.
I mean, it's so unfair.
Yes, there we are. Derek, two reds, gains you a point. 21 seconds, the thoughts of Mao starting now.
It's not generally known to the Western audience that the thoughts of Chairman Mao tend to be rather grubby. In fact, awfully dirty. And this is something that he has kept from his wife for many years. And that is why he is always surrounded by these gentlemen with guns, revolvers, and even machine guns.
Once again, Derek Nimmo was speaking when the whistle went, gains an extra point, and has increased his lead over everybody else at the end of that round. Sheila Hancock, your turn to begin. The subject is waffles. Can you talk to us about them for just a minute, starting now?
This is something at which this team is expert. Waffles. It is a way of talking to fill in time, which is a load of rubbish, and which Kenneth Williams is particularly adept at.
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
Deviation. Am I going to sit here and be told I talk a load of rubbish? One of the greatest no.
So why are you challenging?
Because it's a disgrace. Deviation is
under... No, I'm sorry. She did actually repeat particular twice, but it's too late now. You charged for deviation, and she wasn't deviating from the subject, as the way I see it, because she can interpret this...
You passed your opinion on General Mao. I'd pass in my opinion on you.
You are extremely rude. You're going to touch a cake hole.
There you are.
I think that was...
I'm going to have to come here to be insulted.
You can be insulted anywhere.
Yes. Right. So now that everybody's insulted everybody, let's get on with the game, shall we? I disagree with the challenge, so Sheila gains a point, and there are 47 seconds left for Waffles starting now.
Apart from that, it is a revolting convection, which is a sort of
Derek Nimmo's challenge, why?
Oh, it doesn't make sense, deviation. She'd say revolting convection, so confection is what she was trying to say.
Yes.
So deviation, not making sense. Load of rubbish.
Derek's on a point, 44 seconds, Waffles, Derek starting now.
See them waffle along. It's a lovely sort of fork.
Kenneth Williams, why have you challenged?
For a deviation, the song is not See Them Waffle Along. It's See Them Shuffle Along.
Here it is.
See them shuffling along.
We love that, and the audience adored it, but it's got absolutely nothing to do with waffles. He never said it was the song. He was just said, see them waffle along. He's entitled to say it if he wants to.
He was doing a lyric.
Yes, la. He wasn't deviating. There are 35 seconds for you, Derek, to continue with waffles, starting now.
It's sort of nice when you get them inside your gullet, because they're so sweet, tender, and in every possible
Clement
way.
Clement challenged.
Hesitation,
because he really wasn't making sense. All the words were jumbled. Clement, you get a point. And there are 28 seconds for waffles starting now.
The most extraordinary thing about New York restaurants is they tend to sell these with maple syrup sprawled all over them, also bits of streaky bacon and cucumber slices. You go into a salon, which they call an eating house, together with...
Derek Nimmo, you've challenged.
Hesitation.
Well, it was so borderline, I don't think... It's one of those difficult things. I don't think it was quite hesitation, so I'm going to give the benefit of the doubt to Clement. He keeps the subject. 11 seconds left. Waffles, Clement, starting now.
Some of the best borderline waffles I've had were on the Mason-Dixon line, where they served them with baked tea.
Derek, never you...
Repetition of serve.
Yes, they have served before. So, Derek, that's correct. You'll gain a point on the subject. 5 seconds left. Waffles starting now.
If you go into the House of Commons, you will see a lot of people...
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
There's nothing to do with waffles.
Exactly. But he has to mean exactly. Keep quiet, Kenneth. He only said one sentence. There's 3 seconds to go. You know that.
It's a long sentence.
It's a long sentence. And probably, if you go into the House of Commons, he has not finished. Derek gets a point. 2 seconds left. Waffles starting now.
Dick's Diner, which is just off the M1.
Derek managed to speak again when the whistle went, so he gained more points and has increased his lead, which is now quite commanding over the rest. Derek, it's your turn to begin. The subject, wizardry. That's the audience has gone very quiet. I haven't put a spell out on my desk. Can you talk to us for 60 seconds on wizardry starting now?
This is something which both the Old Testament and the New Testament...
Clement Freud. Challenge.
Repetition of testament.
Yes,
I hadn't said testament. I said new test.
Yes.
Anticipatory chat.
In that case, hesitation.
I only got as far as test.
You see how they try and bluff me out of it? No, I quite agree with Clement's challenge. You get a point, Clement. Wizardry starting now.
In a P.G. Wodehouse play, a character...
Derek's got back in again.
Hesitation.
Hesitation, yes. 56 seconds left. Wizardry starting now.
Deuteronomy and Isaiah forbid the use or the acquaintance with sorcerers and wizards. They are male people who conjure up evil spirits.
Clement Freud's challenged.
They're not necessarily male
people. They are necessarily with male. Wizards can only be male.
Or hermaphrodite.
Very sharp challenge, but I disagree. Derek has another point. 41 seconds, wizardry, Derek, starting now.
Hesitation.
39 seconds for you, Clement, on wizardry, starting now.
Wizardry, he said.
And Sheila Hancock's challenge.
Repetition.
You're allowed to repeat the title.
What's going on between you and Clement Freud? You're ganging up against Derek and I.
Ours has been the most honorable acquaintance.
I must say, I pointed out before they came together in just a minute, and
that was because of the taxi. Nothing to do with the
Well, I must say, the partnership's increased.
I come over fainting. Help me out. That's all. That's all there is to it.
Well,
he
it's
put
not
his arm
known...
around me because I was fainting. I was falling. I had two sherries. That's what done it.
Two sherries. That's repetition. I just keep one for a second. Unfortunately, Sheila, it was a rather clever ploy of Clement's which got a challenge and gets him a point. Another way of getting points, you see.
Yes.
You came in straight away. It was repetition, but he's allowed to say because it's the subject on the card. Clement, you get another point. 32 seconds left, starting now.
I met my wife when she played the part of Beauty, and the wizard was played by an old man who later became...
Derek, there were wife...
She played, actually. I first met my wife when she played...
Beauty, yes, well, listen. And there are 25 seconds for you now, Derek, with wizardry starting now.
I'm off to see the wizard, the wonderful Ditto of Oz. Why?
Anticipatory challenges will do you no good.
I'm sorry.
Why did you challenge, Kenneth?
It was Sheila's challenge that should be heard, not mine.
Sheila, what was your challenge?
I didn't, did I?
It was your challenge, Kenneth.
Oh, I'm sorry, it was Kenneth.
But on behalf of my colleague and friend...
Yes. Ooh, here we go.
Stop this romance under the table.
Devious.
On what grounds is it devious?
He said, I'm off.
I'm off?
Yes.
I'm off? I'm sorry, you got me completely boxed. He said, I'm off to see the wizard.
I didn't challenge
wonderful
him. Who challenged me?
Kenneth's buzzer came up, and Kenneth doesn't wish to claim the challenge, so all that happens is that Derry gets a point. He continues with wizardry. 22 seconds left, starting now.
In Revelations and St. John, it is also...
Kenneth,
we've already had all this biblical stuff. It's terribly boring. Really boring rubbish.
Well,
I don't want to hear all this biblical stuff all the time.
He wasn't deviating from wizardry, therefore I have to give him another point.
Oh, it's a disgrace.
17 seconds left for wizardry starting now.
Always terribly like Merlin. You know, that's the chap, the long tall hat with the stars and the moons on it and the big wand. And he goes around the place in those lovely stories which I used to listen to and even read when I was very tiny, weaving spells and making magic. And my goodness, how my childhood days.
Well, in spite of being intimidated on all sides and trying very hard himself, he's doing extraordinary well, this particular show, Derek, is, yes. He's increased his lead. No, Clement's well up there in second place. Sheila Hancock and Kenneth Williams are trailing a little. Kenneth Williams, it's your turn to begin.
Well, thank goodness for that.
Yes, it's lovely to hear from you again. The subject is palaces. Can you talk to us about them for just a minute, starting now?
One of the greatest historical fallacies is that John Lackland was some sort of idiot who lost his jewels in the wash. Whereas, in actual fact, he established the judiciary system of England and was a loyal and devoted son. Records still extant show that every year yards of damask, cotton, and other beautiful things were given to his mother. And what finer testimony can you have of a man's devotion? Who's that me?
He goes off into these flights of fancies and nobody dare challenge him in case he's talking facts.
Why are you challenging Sheila?
Deviation.
Why?
It's rubbish. I can't make head nor tail of it.
You did establish, actually, that there was a great fallacy about this.
That Lackland was a fool who lost his jewels in the wash, and that's not so. He's an industrious man. That's what I'm saying.
But you established it was a fallacy, but then you went on a great length about him and his losses and
his
mother.
How else do you disprove a fallacy than by going on about it? I mean, do tell me. I'd like to know. I'd like to know what your masculine heart is doing now. I know what I'm doing. It's pounding inside. I'll be coming out of my door. I'll be knocking on that door.
He's insane.
He's gone.
I thought he was very well argued.
Thank you very much, Clem.
It was very well argued, but... All right. There seems to be a difference of opinion. The audience will be the final judge. If you consider that Kenneth had managed to get away from talking about fallacies and his illustration had gone right on to something else, then you're on Sheila's side. Will you cheer? And if you're on Kenneth's side, will you boo? And will you all do it together now? Sheila, you have it. Gain a point. 20 seconds left for fallacies, starting now.
It is a fallacy that it is easy to play this program. I can tell you that it is incredibly difficult to talk.
Kenneth Williams, why do you challenge?
It is, three times.
Oh.
It is a fallacy. Oh. It is a fallacy. It is.
Three times. She said it three times. So, Kenneth, to be accurate, I have to give it to you. 13 seconds left, fallacies starting now.
Also, it's a great fallacy to assume that the English are by nature phlegmatic and unemotional. This came about largely due to the Duke of Wellington impressing his persona so much upon the national consciousness.
Kenneth was speaking when the whistle went. He gave an extra point, and he also disproved another fallacy.
And have I got into the lead?
No, you haven't.
Oh, it is.
He proved that you can go on being rude, and still the audience love you. I've never...
How many mouths have I got, then?
You've got four, and so has Sheila Hancock.
But who's winning?
Derek Nimmer's still winning. Clement Freud's in second place. And actually, if Sheila hadn't been held by the audience, you would have won.
That's true, yes.
She's
a conniver.
Anyway, the audience are on your side that time, Kenneth. Mm. The subject now is for you, Clement Freud. Oh, what a topical one. Fuzz. Can you talk to us about fuzz, Clement? 60 seconds, starting now.
Fuzz is a name popularly given to the police forces of the world, but also the mildew surrounding a gooseberry.
Kenneth Williams, right?
Deviation is not true.
Well, something...
Fuzz is not given to the police forces of the world.
Oh, yes, it is.
It's a London expression.
Kenneth, according to...
the police forces of the world.
Kenneth! You've gone too many times. Listen, depending on who you are, you might call any police force the fuzz. So anyway, Clement, I disagree with the challenge. There are 51 seconds for fuzz, starting now. Derek Nimmo got his... Yes, there was. 50 seconds for you, Derek, on fuzz, starting now.
Fuzz is what Clement Freud hasn't, because he is rather short of follicles. In fact, the top of his head is particularly bleak. It is, as he well said. I thought he said it awfully well, really.
Sheila Hancock.
Repetition of well.
That's very right.
Well said, well said, well said, Sheila. Well said, Sheila. A point for you. 38 seconds, fuzz, starting now.
I would challenge that Clement Freud hasn't much fuzz. He has quite a considerable amount around his chin.
Derek Newell's challenge, why?
Deviation, how does she know? I was going to say.
Around his chin, I can see it.
She's using fuzz to mean that furry stuff that people have on their head, or that soft, silky stuff that some of the girls have on their head. So, a different meaning to you, Derek. I think Sheila has a point. 33 seconds fuzz, starting now.
The fuzz wear dark blue uniforms and sometimes helmets, or if they're officers, they wear peaked caps.
Kenneth Williams has challenged, why?
Well, she's just said it's on his chin, and now she's saying they wear dark blue uniform. Can't be on his chin one minute in uniform the next.
If you're challenged and you start again, it can be, because this word can mean more than one thing, so you can take the word and talk about it in any sense you wish, and that's what Sheila was doing. So she wasn't deviating, Kenneth. There are 27 seconds for fuzz, Sheila, starting now.
Some people talk of them in a derogatory fashion, but I think they are splendid, and in England we are very lucky because we have a particularly good police force.
Clement Freud challenged.
Repetition of police. No, I
don't know. No, you talked about the fuzz before.
I call them the fuzz.
No, she didn't actually say the word police before. Sheila has another point. And there are 18 seconds for fuzz, Sheila, starting now.
Unlike most forces, ours are unarmed. They have immense bravery to face sometimes riotous mobs just by linking their hands and saying nice things.
Derek Nimmer, you challenge. Why? Yes, there was a hesitation. Everybody was quiet because they wanted to hear that little eulogy to the British police force. But, Derek, you were correct. 4 minutes. 4 minutes. 4 seconds, actually, will do. Fuzz, starting now.
I would like to endorse Sheila Hancock's wonderful remarks about fuzz.
Sheila Hancock.
Repetition.
By... what?
Because he's saying he's endorsing what I've already said.
Oh, yes! We give Sheila a bonus point for a clever thought, but as Derek wasn't, strictly speaking, deviating from the subject, he continued...
No, it's a repetition.
Repetition, you say deviation. Ha ha, I'll pull you out.
Why are you so keen to catch everybody out today?
Oh, he's having one of his spells today, yeah. Kenneth, isn't he? Yeah.
Who's put the wizardry on you? You're all of a fuzz at the moment. Aren't you? So, Sheila gets a point, but Derek continues with the subject. 2 seconds left, fuzz starting now.
Fuzzy, wuzzy.
I'm afraid that's all we have time for. The final score is Kenneth just in fourth place. We heard a lot from you, but it wasn't always when playing the game. In second place, completely equal, Sheila Hancock and Clement Freud, but all trailing quite considerably behind this week's winner, Derek Nimmo. We do hope you've enjoyed this particular edition of Just a Minute. From all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Post. The program was devised by Ian Resiter and produced by David Hatch.